Let's stand together if you would. Just bow our heads, we open the service. Heavenly Father, Lord, we're truly appreciative for all you've done in our lives, Lord, as you guide us and directed us, Lord, in this past week. And Father, I pray that you would just continue to bless us by thy word. Father, we've gathered here this morning, Father, with great anticipation to hear you speak to us. Father, help me, Lord, I pray. Grant to me revelation. Lord, and I know that's the prayer on every heart. Lord, that we can draw closer to you. Lord, see shortnesses in our life that we can mend. And Lord, the hours so far spent. Bless us now, each and every one. Meet our individual needs this morning is my prayer. Lord, and just have your way in every phase of the service, Lord. And Father, the songs you've laid on my heart, Lord, may it just, Lord, settle our spirits and prepare our hearts for every word as it comes forth. We ask this, Lord, in your precious name, the Lord Jesus Christ. I thank you and I love you, Father. Amen. Praise his name. Hallelujah. You may be seated. Praise his name. Turn with me, if you would, in our big books. I'd like to start on page 120. I haven't sung this in a while. There's room in the fountain for thee. Amen. You thankful saints, there's room for you. Hallelujah. I heard my loving Savior say, there's room at the fountain for thee. Oh, come and wash the stains away. There's room at the fountain for thee. Room, room, yes, there is room. There's room at the fountain for thee. Room, room, yes, there is room. There's room at the fountain for thee. I came to him, my sin confessed. There was room at the fountain for me. When I gave up, my heart was blessed. There's room at the fountain for me. Amen. Oh, room, room, yes, there is room. There's room at the fountain for thee. Oh, I plunge beneath the crimson tide. There's room at the fountain for me. And now my faith am sanctified. There's room at the fountain for thee. Oh, room, room, yes, there is room. There's room at fountain for thee. Oh, room, room, yes, there is room. There's room at the fountain for thee. I found the crimson stream, I know. There is room at the fountain for me. His blood has washed me white as snow. There's room at the fountain for thee. Room, room, yes, there is room. There's room at the fountain for thee. Oh, room, room, yes, there is room. There's room at the fountain for thee. He cleansed my heart from inbred sin. There's room at the fountain for thee. And now he keeps me pure within. There's room at the fountain for thee.
Fountain for me. He saved me from an awful death. There's room at the fountain for thee.
Hallelujah.
Room, room, yes, there is room. There's room at the fountain for thee. Oh, fountain for thee. His blood was shed for once for all. There was room at the fountain for me. Oh, don't reject sweet mercy's call. There was room at the fountain for thee. Oh, fountain for thee. Room, room, yes, there is room. There's room at the fountain for thee. We'll sing with all the saints above. There was room at the fountain for me. And praise him for redeeming love. There is room at the fountain for thee. Room, room, yes, there is room. There is room at the fountain for thee. Oh,
amen. Have you found that there's room for you? Hallelujah. Amen. Page 102, just over a few. Amen. The waterway. Hallelujah.
Long ago, the waves drew water. In the evening time, they say. One day Isaac sent his servant to stop Rebecca on her way. My master sent me here to tell thee, see these jewels rich and rare. Wouldest thou on his lovely bride be in that country? Over there, amen. It shall be light in the evening time. The path to glory you will surely find. Through the waterway, it is the light today. Buried in the precious name of Jesus Christ. Oh, young and old, repent of all your sins. The Holy Ghost will surely enter in. The evening light has come. It is a fact that God and Christ are one. So God's servants come to tell you of a bridegroom in the sky, looking for a holy people to be his bride soon by and by. He sends to us refreshing water in this wondrous latter day. They who really will be raptured must go through through the waterway. Amen. It shall be light in the evening time. The path to glory you will surely find. Through the waterway, it is the light today. Buried in the precious name of Jesus Christ. O young and old, repent of all your sin. The Holy Ghost will surely enter in. The evening light has come. It is a fact that God and Christ are one. Are you on your way to ruin, cumbered with a load of care? See the quick work God is doing, so that his glory you may share. At last the faith he wants delivered to the saints is ours today. To get in the church triumphant, you must go the waterway. Oh, it shall be light in the evening time. The path to glory you will surely find. Through the waterway, it is the light today. Buried in the precious name of Jesus Christ. Oh, young and old, repent of all your sin. The Holy Ghost will surely enter in. The evening light has come. It is a fact that God and Christ are one. Have you looked and often wondered why the power is slack today? Will you stay in that back number and go on in the man-made way? Oh, saints who never have been buried in the blessed name of God, let the truth now sanctify you. It's the way the apostles trod. It shall be light in the evening time. The path to glory will surely find. In the light today, it is the light today. Married in the precious name of Jesus Christ. Oh, young and old, repent of all your sin. The Holy Ghost will surely enter in. The evening light has come. It is the fact that God and Christ are one. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, it's a wonderful life, saints. Amen. Living and loving Jesus. Hallelujah. Brother Luke, would you like to come up and take up the offering? That's the blessing, if you will. Yes, Lord Jesus. Amen. Make me more like thee. Dear Jesus, make me more like thee, Jesus, make me more like thee. Oh, make me more. Give me a heart that's filled with love, and make me more like Thee.
Amen. I may have something on your heart, a request, a need. Hold it on your heart as we pray. Brother Philip, would you like to take the request?
Heavenly Father, we just thank you this morning, Lord, that we have the opportunity to be here again today and to bless us with the health and strength and nourishment, Lord God. We didn't need that we could be here today, Lord. And we appreciate all your blessings, Lord. You bestowed upon us, Lord. And we pray now in this hour that we're living in that you just draw us each and every one closer to you, Lord. And may we realize, Lord, the hour that we're living in, your God, and Thy God, and we need, Lord, within our hearts, Lord, to just that, Thy God, consecrate and dedicate our lives more and more unto you, Lord. And whatever hour, Lord, that you call us, Lord, to be home with you, Lord, that we might be prepared, Lord, our lives to be dedicated and consecrated unto Thee. And we pray this morning that you meet every need here today, in the hands of us raised, Lord, you know the need. We pray that you'd meet that need, that it would bring glory and honor in Thy name. Pray that you'd touch those, Lord, that are sick and afflicted, God, Thy God, who could not be with us today. And pray that you just touch them, Lord, and undertake in their lives, Lord, that Thy God, that you might get glory and honor from it all. We pray today Thy blessing upon the word as it comes forth, Lord, that you just, Thy God, anoint the message, Lord, anoint his lips, Lord. Thy God, lay upon his heart, Lord, those things, Lord, that we'd have need of, that we might be closer drawn unto you, Lord, that our lives might become more dedicated and consecrated, Lord, and that others might see Christ living in us and through us, Lord, in this hour and age we're living in. We ask these things now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.
Amen. Praise his name. You may be seated. Hallelujah. Someone in the congregation have a song? Amen. Praise his holy name. All right. Well, let's all stand then, if you would. We'll sing the little chorus, Only Believe. Let's ask our brother to come.
Only believe. Only believe. Precious Lord, again we are so appreciative to be gathered here again this morning. It's so good and so wonderful to know, Lord, you're here to gather with us and be with us and spend time with us. Lord, that you'd
open our hearts to the Word of God. It's such a wonderful blessing in this day. And we're asking, Lord, for the revelation of the Word of God. And as the Word comes forth today, I know that you already know exactly where and what heart it will fall in. Just trust, Lord, that each one that has the need of it, Lord, there'll be the people that's hungering for it. And their minds clear of all the filth of the world and all the distractions. But God, help us now to deliver thy precious word. Help us to give it, Lord, as you've laid it upon my heart. And again, we'll give you the glory and the honor for it. Man truly don't deserve any kind of a glory, Lord. But Father, you're the one that deserves all the glory and the honor and the praise. But Lord, what are we without you? But oh God, by you and through you, all things are possible. And by grace we are saved. Not of works. Lord, if it was, then we'd have room to boast, as you said in your word. But Lord, we have no room to boast. We are definitely living by grace. We thank you now for everything. Just bless us and open our hearts now is our prayer. In your precious name we ask, our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Praise his name. I'm so glad I could be here. Amen. How about you?
Amen.
Amen. Let us turn our Bibles to the book of Amos. Amen. Book of Amos, and we're going to read here the 7th and 8th verse. And been feeling led to do this for a few weeks now, and just seemed like now it's time the Lord wants me to do it. So we're going to just title our little message this morning, His Servants, the Prophets. Amen. And we're going to read here Amos 3 and 7 and 8. Surely the Lord God will do nothing. I want you to notice that. Will do nothing. But he revealeth his secret unto his servants, the prophets. The lion hath roared. Who will not fear? The Lord God has spoken. Who can but prophesy? May God bless the reading his word. You may be seated. This morning, I want to direct my sermon mainly to the young people. And as I've seen this over the years, it's been missed. And I just want to make sure that the young people have an opportunity to really know who Brother Branham is. And to know why does Brother Steve get up there and preach out of those books? Why does he mention so many times about what the prophet said? And I want them to understand this. And I don't want it to just be something, well, the church they attend reads from Brother Branham's messages and not understand what it's about. But I want them to understand. I want them to realize what it's all about. So I want to speak directly mainly to these young people today. And I want to help them and to understand these things. I know they hear mother and dad maybe speak about it, and they hear it at church and everything. But we want to go back to Scripture and, again, show what this is all about. And sometimes I wonder today, even among a lot of adults, you know, that's in the message that we live today through and in, if they really understand, you know, because the prophet can say something in his word and it doesn't mean anything to them. But if you read something the Bible says, oh my, that's very important. But you say something the prophet said and it's just like it's nobody even ever said it. But yet they're following the so-called message. Oh, it goes to show they don't have the revelation herself. They don't understand. And And maybe it'll help some of the adults here. I don't know. But like I say, and we've heard these things before, but I feel led to do this, and that's what I'm going to do. And I definitely can't do it one service. So let's just ask the Lord to help us. And as you, as a young adult sitting there, now you, some of you have gotten baptized, and you want to take your walk on with the Lord and give your heart to the Lord and so forth. But I want you to understand these things and what it means. So we find here, the prophet used this scripture many times, Amos 3, and how true it is. Surely the Lord God will do nothing, but he revealeth his secret unto his servants, the prophets. Didn't say just one prophet, but God had prophets all down through the ages that he spoke through and used them and inspired them to speak what he wanted spoke to the people. And as I said, as we go into these scriptures, and you'll have to also, I suggest that you should read your Bible and start from Genesis and read the whole Bible and make sure that you understand these things, because it'll help your Christian walk later on in life if the Lord should tarry. I can't see that he'd be tarrying much longer. I don't know. Only God knows. It's getting closer. And truly, from the last service we was here, we're another 3 or 4 days closer to the appearing of the Lord, which is so wonderful. Amen. Amen. So good to know. Now, if you're not too sure, then you're probably praying and asking God, hold off. I ain't ready yet. But you know, he ain't going to hold off forever. You know, he's going to come one of these days. Amen. And many won't make it in. Many, many, many. And few will just make it in. So we realize that, again, it's through predestination. And as I read these things today, I realize that if there's predestinated seed in there, there'll be a draw in your heart to listen to what I'm going to say today, what I'm going to read. And we'll do a lot of reading today. But remember, no man can come to me except the Father. No man. So you ought to be so thankful if you sit here today and you feel that drawing, because the Word is him. Is that right? If the Word isn't drawing you and you don't feel nothing about it, then I would get scared. But if the Word is drawing you, you ought to be so thankful. And you ought to feed it with all that's in you. For this life will end one day. What day it'll be, I can't answer. It may end sooner for some than others. But one way or the other, it's going to end. This life will. Whether we go into rapture or which way we go. You see, this life on earth, as we see it and our experience it right now, will end. You see? So we find here in reading that scripture, I want you to keep it in mind now, and we're going to go to the scripture here in the book of Exodus, 19th chapter, if you want to turn with me. Begin here at the 9th verse. And I want you to notice here how God, in ending up making Moses the light of the age he was living in, and he spoke through Moses. And gave Moses the commandments and the law and so forth. And told Moses how he wanted the people to live. But listen to it as we read it here and just let the scripture explain itself. Exodus 19, begin 19, or 9th verse. And the Lord said unto Moses. Notice who the Lord was talking to. The Lord was talking to Moses. Lo, I come unto thee in a thick cloud, that the people may hear when I speak with thee. And notice what he's saying in this first verse, and then how it ends up in the last verse. I come unto thee in a thick cloud, that the people may hear when I speak with thee. Okay? God wanted the people to know he was speaking to Moses. Well, tell Moses what to do. Is it any different than God's prophet today? hour where he lived, this age in which we had a prophet in this age come? No, it ain't any different. God vindicated him too.
Amen.
You see? As he always does his prophets. He says, and believe thee forever. And believe thee forever. And Moses told the words of the people unto the Lord. And the Lord said unto Moses, go unto the people and sanctify them day and tomorrow and morrow, and let them wash their clothes. And be ready against the third day. For the third day the Lord will come down in the sight of all the people upon Mount Sinai. And thou shalt set bounds unto the people round about, saying, take heed to yourselves, that you go not up into the mount, or touch the border of it. Whosoever toucheth the mount shall be surely put to death. There shall not an hand touch it, but he shall surely be stoned or shot through, whether it be beast or man. It shall not live. When the trumpet soundeth long, they shall come up to the mount. And Moses went down from the mount into the people and sanctified the people, and they washed their clothes. Now, Moses stirred, goes down and brings the people under obedience to what God told him to do. And he said unto the people, be ready against the third day. Come not at your wives. And it came to pass on the third day in the morning that there were thunders and lightnings and a thick cloud upon the mount, and the voice of the trumpet exceeding loud, so that all the people that was in the camp trembled. And Moses brought forth the people out of the camp to meet with God, and they stood at the neither part, and he stood at the neither part of the mount. And the Mount Sinai was altogether on a smoke, because the Lord descended upon it in fire. And the smoke thereof ascended as the smoke of a furnace, and the whole mount quaked greatly. And when the voice of the trumpet sounded long and waxed louder and louder, Moses spake, and God answered him by a voice. And the Lord came down upon Mount Sinai on the top of the mount, and the Lord called Moses up to the top of the mount. Moses went up, and the Lord said unto Moses, go down, charge the people, lest they break through unto the Lord to gaze, and many of them perish. I hope you're keeping what you've heard over the years, what the prophet has said in this age. The different things. The word of God that he has brought forth. Oh my. And let the priests also which come near to the Lord sanctify themselves, lest the Lord break forth upon them. And Moses said unto the Lord, the people cannot come up to the Mount Sinai, for thou chargest us, saying, set bounds about the mount and sanctify it. And the Lord said unto him, away, get thee down, and thou shalt come up, thou and Aaron with thee. But let not the priest and the people break through and come up unto the Lord, lest he break forth upon them. So Moses went down into the people and spake unto them. And God spake all these words, saying, I am the Lord thy God, which have brought thee out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image, or any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them, for I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children, unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me, and showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me, and keep my commandments. Notice what he said there. And showing mercy unto the thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain. For the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days shalt thou labor and do all thy work. But the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In it thou shalt not do any work, thou nor thy son, nor thy daughter, thy manservant, nor thy maidservant, nor thy cattle, nor thy stranger that is within thy gates. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that is them, and all that in them is, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. Honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. Thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's house. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife, nor his manservant, nor his maidservant, nor his ox, nor his ass, nor anything that is thy neighbor's. And all the people saw the thunderings and the lightnings and the noise of the trumpet and the mountain smoking. And when the people saw it, they removed and stood afar off. And they said unto Moses, speak thou with us, and we will hear. But let not God speak with us, lest we die. Moses said unto the people, fear not, for God has come to prove you, and that his fear may be before your faces, that ye sin not. And the people stood afar off, and Moses drew near unto the thick darkness where God was. And the Lord said unto Moses, thus thou shalt say unto the children of Israel, ye have seen that I have talked with you from heaven. Did you notice what he said? Ye have seen that I have talked with you from heaven. Who is he talking to? Who is God talking to? His prophet. Same thing he still does. We could keep on reading, but we'll save a little time. God always speaks through those prophets. Don't let it be something strange to you or something of the past. But God spoke every time through those prophets. The same thing he did through William Marion Branham. Now, I've got up here and I read scripture from one of these prophets that God spoke to. It's no different than getting up here and reading from the prophet he sent in this age. Amen. It's still one of his prophets. God spoke through that prophet. God inspired him. God put his mind in order, his heart in order, his life in order to do this through. No different than all these prophets in the past. As I said, why would it seem strange that God would speak through a prophet today, and we should read from his words today that is God, the same as it was then in the scripture? Why would it be strange? Why would it be different? You say, well, that man lived in this age, this times we lived in. So does that make the difference? Does that make it different? No, it don't make it different at all. I want you to pay attention. Let's read some more, a little more scripture. Let's go to Jeremiah 44 and read from another prophet. Jeremiah 44 and 4. I just want you to get a little more familiar with these prophets. All right? Jeremiah 44, and let's begin the fourth verse. Just save a few moments there. I remember, and as even as Brother Bram said, Jeremiah was the light of his age. All right? Howbeit I sent unto you all my servants, the prophets, rising early and sending them, and saying, Oh, do not this abominable thing that I hate. But they hearkened not, nor inclined their ear to turn from their wickedness, to burn no incense unto other gods. Because, see, these people at that time, if we was to go back and read more, they got on to worshiping these false gods and burning incense and so forth. And it was an idol to them. And God's prophet was used to say what God wanted them to know. Okay. Wherefore my fury and mine anger was poured forth and was kindled in the cities of Judah and in the streets of Jerusalem. And they are wasted and desolate as at this day. Therefore now thus saith the Lord, the God of hosts, the God of Israel, wherefore commit ye this great evil against your souls, to cut off from you man and woman, child and suckling out of Judah, to leave you none to remain? In that you provoke me unto wrath, unto the works of your hands, burning incense unto other gods in the land of Egypt? Now, is this Jeremiah trying to get to a point? No, it's God using Jeremiah to get to the point. Whether ye be gone to dwell, that ye might cut yourselves off, that ye might be a curse and a reproach among all the nations of the earth? Have ye forgotten the wickedness of your fathers, and the wickedness of the kings of Judah, and of wickedness of their wives, and your own wickedness, and the wickedness of your wives, which they have committed in the land of Judah and in the streets of Jerusalem? They are not humbled, even unto this day. Neither have they feared, nor walked in my law, neither in my statutes that I set before you and before your fathers. Therefore, thus saith the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, behold, I will set my face against you for evil, and to cut off all Judah. Now think about it. God knew how to get to the point, didn't he? But who'd he use?
Amen.
He used a man to speak through. Because from the time, I haven't read it all, but from the time on Mount Sinai, when God began to speak and those people was trembling and fearing, they didn't want God to speak to them no more. Let Moses speak to me. It's too much of a fearful thing to have you speak to us, Lord. Let a man speak. And God promised him from that time on, I'll no longer speak to you lip to ear, basically, to say, but I'll speak to you through a prophet. That's exactly what he's done. As I said a little bit ago, is it any different today that he would still speak through a William Marion Branham and tell us these things? When he says things that we think, oh, that couldn't be for today, or that couldn't mean that much. That was just preacher up there preaching. He wasn't reading exactly Scripture. Well, he was, but you just can't see it. Because it was given to him to reveal those things, the hidden secrets that God had hidden in those mysteries. You see? And then he spoke them under the anointing.
Amen.
And brought forth what God wanted spoke to a bride. It wasn't for everybody. Remember, not everybody is going to understand what that prophet said. Not everybody's going to see the importance to say just how Brother Bram said it. He didn't mean it this way. It's one soul and two natures. No, you got to pay attention to what he said. But it's not given to everybody to know that. It's not given to everybody to understand yet to this day serpent seed. But it's given to a bride to understand serpent seed. It's not given to everybody to know how to get in a rapture. But it is given to some to how to get in the rapture. Yeah. be caught up in a moment, a twinkling of an eye. This body change is given to some to know. It isn't given to everybody to know. But God spoke these things through his prophets for this age. All right? Turn to the book of Daniel with me, if you will. 9th chapter. I hope you're following these things and just kind of thinking about these things and meditating on it. And you'll understand why Brother DeLong speaks from these messages and reads from them. Okay? Daniel 9th chapter and begins 5th verse. We have sinned and have committed iniquity and have done wickedly and have rebelled, even by departing from thy precepts and from thy judgments. Neither have we hearkened unto thy servants, the prophets. The same they still do today. They don't hearken unto his prophet today. Which spake in thy name to our kings, our princes, and our fathers, and to all the people of the land. O Lord, righteousness belongeth unto thee, but unto us confusion of the faces, as at this day. To the men of Judah and to all Israel that are near and that are far off, through all the countries whither thou hast driven them, because of their trespass, that they have trespassed against thee. O Lord, to us belongeth confusion of face, to our kings, to our princes, to our fathers, because we have sinned against thee. To the Lord our God belong mercies and forgivenesses, though we have rebelled against them. Against him. Neither have we obeyed the voice of the Lord our God to walk in his laws, which he set before us by his servants, the prophets. Oh. Jeremiah understood it. He knew. And he passed that wisdom on down in what he spoke. And even many things now, if you were to read of Jeremiah and Daniel and all these prophets, you'll see where God spoke through them and told them and gave them different commissions for the people to do. And look at the commission the bride has today from what God spoke through the prophet of this age. The things I get up and read from these books, it tells us exactly what God's requirement is. That God would have the preeminence over his body, his believing children, his wife, the preeminence. He would be the rulership. Will she be there to listen and hearken unto the voice of his servant, the prophet? Or will they be disobedient and not understand who's really speaking? Will they be able to really comprehend and understand that it's God that said, the true evidence of the baptism of the Holy Spirit is being able to receive the word for this day and to vindicate itself. Oh, the entire word of God, will they be able to understand that it is God speaking and not just a man? That if I don't match and meet that requirement, I am absolutely lost. God does not back up on his words. Amen. Just because we don't understand that a man was used, that God spoke through and told the people exactly the facts of life and refuse it because it was just a man. Oh, he was a prophet. They'll admit he was a prophet. But young people, I want you to think today, don't you never just admit he was a prophet. I want you to know he was God's prophet and God's mouthpiece that he spoke through. And if I read the same things, I exhort and bring your minds, pure minds, to the way of remembrance of the things God spoke, not of what just a man spoke. You see? That's why I encourage you to listen to the messages too, so that you can see and hear for yourself the vindication that God vindicated that man, that he was the prophet of this age. And there was no other. No. It was him. And him alone. There's not one coming after him. No, he came. And God spoke through that man. And oh, how foolish I'd be to not hearken unto the words that he spoke. Amen. Oh, man spoke. Yes, it was man's voice going forth, but it was God's voice coming through that man's voice. Amen. You see? And many people don't understand. And I believe even many, many adults don't understand. That's why it's so easy for them to leave some things out and to take some things maybe half serious. And boy, to quote it, they can rattle with their tongue and lips and teeth chatter and make noise and repeat what this prophet said. And yet their heart is far from him. Don't even understand. Because as long as they think it was just a man, even to the point it was just God using us to say, they can think, oh, it isn't that important. Because it might have been just Brother Branham speaking that. Well, they don't understand what happened after the angel came to him. Amen. Also in the mountain. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And spoke these things to him. The same as he did to Moses. The people are so blind they can't see it. And that's why they take these messages, Paul prisoners, oh, that was just a filler message. I'm going to tell you that was God talking. Bride. Amen. And if you can't believe it, you ought to run from this message and get away from it so you won't be a reproach. Amen. On it. Because you have no business being around it.
Amen.
That's right. People's minds are so filthy and cluttered up, they just pick and choose what that prophet said. Oh my. Grant you, when the Lord Jesus come down, 1 foot on the land, 1 on the sea, and begin to reveal these mysteries, you will go back and you will find things the prophet taught before that the Holy Ghost corrected him on. But many people can't see that, you see. Because God had to make sure it was right for the bright age. It had to be the full word. This was not a Pentecostal age now. No, this was the bright age, friend, where God was going to deal with a people with a full word. And that's what we have to make sure. That many don't, and many ministers don't. They can tell you about it, but they don't understand it. Their lives prove they don't understand it. You see? All right, let's go on. Now let's turn to Malachi 4. I'll try not to hold you too long, because I'm just going to face that I ain't going to get it done today. Amen. Malachi 4. And let's read here, begin the first verse. But I want you to stay attentive. Now, just because I'm reading a lot, I hope you are still interested. I'm not up here screaming and jumping around, shouting and throwing things at you. Friends, the most interesting thing is going on right now, and you're hearing God's word.
Amen.
That's God. Amen. Hallelujah. You're not hearing my ideas, you're going to hear God's word. Amen. Malachi 4, begin to first verse. For behold, the day cometh that shall burn as an oven. Let me ask you this now. Has that day happened yet?
No.
No, it isn't. But it's sure getting close. Oh, my. It's sure getting close. For behold, the day cometh that shall burn as an oven. And all the proud. Look at this nation as a whole. Did you ever see such a proud staunch in your nostrils? Proud. Pride. My. And all the proud, yea, and all that do wickedly shall be stubble. Wow. And the day that cometh shall burn them up. Wow. The day cometh that shall burn them up. I don't know how many of you have read too much or very much about the bombings of World War II and so forth, Hiroshima. The different things that took place. How it would melt the skin, that atomic bomb, melt the skin right off of people while they were yet running in fear, and melt the flesh.
Amen.
Places where people would be completely, they would disappear. And yet their shadow burning concrete. That's what man makes. And it could be that man will destroy himself with all these bombs. Everybody's going to have nuclear bombs, atomic bombs, hydrogen bombs. Everybody's got all these bombs. Has man prepared the way for this earth to be completely consumed? Oh my. They're hiding everywhere. In this country, they're everywhere. In bunkers and so forth. The public don't even know. But they're everywhere. The day cometh shall burn them up, saith the Lord of hosts. Listen to this prophet speaking of the time that's going to come. And look how many years ago this was. But it's going to happen. Amen. Because it was thus saith the Lord.
Amen.
Yeah. Thus saith the Lord of hosts, that it shall leave them neither root nor branch. But unto you that fear my name, hallelujah, thank God I fear his name, shall the Son of Righteousness arise with healing in his wings. And you shall go forth and grow up as calves of the stall. I'm going to tell you what, we're still growing from what God is doing. And ye shall tread down the wicked. Friend, when this earth is destroyed, all the filth off of it, the righteous is going to come back and walk on the ashes of the wicked. All right. And ye shall tread down the wicked, for they shall be ashes under the soles of your feet in the day that I shall do this. In the day, that day's coming.
Amen.
That day's coming.
Amen.
Saith the Lord of hosts. Here's Malachi speaking under the anointing of the Holy Spirit, which is God. And God has never lied. Never has he lied. Remember ye the law of Moses, my servant, which I commanded unto him in Horeb for all Israel, with the statutes and judgments? Do you remember that? We kind of spoke about it a little bit ago.
Amen.
Behold, I will send you Elijah, the prophet,
amen,
before the coming of the great and dreadful day of the Lord. I'll say, well, Brother Steve, there I caught you. Now you explain this to me. Brother Branham's name was William Marion Branham, not Elijah. God used that Elijah spirit five times.
Amen.
We'll get into these things later. But God used that Elijah spirit five times. Elijah and Elisha and John the Baptist, William Marion Branham, and shall be again to the Jews after the bride has been taken.
Amen.
Yeah. And he shall turn the heart of the fathers to the children, and the heart of the children to their fathers. What do fathers have? The Bible, the pure word. The Bible, the prophet said. Lest I come and smite the earth with a curse.
Amen.
Wow. Now the thing is to recognize that Elijah that came today in this age in which we live. Yeah. And to hearken unto that voice. And when he mentions about things like blowing the television out of the living room with a shotgun, they understand what that's all about. isn't so much physically of shooting that thing out to the house, but saying those things that all that carnality brings.
Amen.
Yeah. What would he have said today if he'd speak to his prophet today? Huh? Well, now let's say it like this. What can be understood from what he said of blowing that TV out of the living room with a shotgun? Remember, to some it's been given to know these things. To others it has not never been given. And they will never understand. They'll never figure it out. Really the importance of what was said. Even some of the most simplest things is that. They'll never understand. They'll never understand God's scripture saying for a woman to not wear anything that pertains to man's apparel. And then God's mouthpiece in this age, the prophet said, not even pertain to man's apparel. Pertain. That's in its likeness. It's like it. And yet look at the people today, the women today, and the ministers today, trodden it over. As though it's not nothing and it means absolutely nothing. Do they know God's prophets? No. They're a wannabe religionist. They're not Christians. They're religionists. They don't understand. And it's not been given them to know the things that God's voice spoke. We'll see. Revelation 10, let's turn there. Revelation 10, let's begin the first verse and read the 7th. So we know God has to send that prophet, or he had to. Is that right?
Amen.
To match Malachi 4? Absolutely. And that Malachi 4 in this age, William Aaron Branham was vindicated, that he was the one.
Amen.
Yeah. Revelation 10, 1 to 7. Now remember, one of the signs that vindicated prophet was he'd be able to discern the thoughts and the hearts of the people. Is that right? Did not that happen hundreds of times?
Amen.
Hundreds of times. Not just once. God could have made it where it was just once. It makes me wonder, you know, if he'd have just done it once, how many people really would have even come close to recognizing him as a prophet of the age. But how much more, and easier ought to be able to see, but the hundreds of times that God done this to his prophet. Even to the point as it was to Abraham, with Sarah behind him in the tent, and making light of her and Abraham having a child at the age they was. And yet, he knew the very thoughts that was in Sarah's heart. It's Melchizedek. Knew exactly what was said in her heart. And didn't God vindicate the prophet of this age? He'd be looking this way at the audience and somebody behind him. He'd tell them exactly what they wore, what their house number was and everything, and what disease they had, and were healed. And not even know they was there. But God let him see it. What was this all about? To vindicate that when he brought the messages, that bride, her traction was drawn. That's the prophet of the age. This is Malachi 4. I know this is the prophet. Now I must hearken unto the voice, which was God's voice coming through that prophet. There's so many things on this. Revelation 10, 1 to 7. And I saw another mighty angel come down from heaven, clothed with a cloud. And a rainbow was upon his head, and his face was as it were the sun. His feet as pillars of fire. Now you got to remember, this was John writing these things that he saw. And he was on the Isles of Patmos. It was an island that Rome had thrown him on because he got caught. And he was working on writing this Bible. The Bible is in which we hold in our hand right now. And they throwed him out on the Isles of Patmos, an island. And then Polycarp was there to help him translate these things and to bring these things together. And they ended up burning Polycarp. Yeah. And even Polycarp, as they bundled up the wood from an old bathhouse they tore down, and they built all this wood underneath him and began to light and he began to burn. Brother Brown said there was an angelic singing come down and was heard. The angels were singing. Oh my. Polycarp didn't fear. For he was doing God's work and service. God kept his hand on him. Yeah. Think of those men. Think if we had to go through things like that today. Oh my. Would we have enough Christ in us? Of course, we understand that was the age for it. The age of the ox and so forth. It was martyred. But friends, look what they had. Can we be true to what God has given us today? Oh my. But here they thought John was crazy. They threw him out there on the Isles of Patmos. It's an island. Rome was tired of it. But God still used John. And God came down and began to reveal these things. They called him John the Revelator. Right. And I saw another mighty angel come down from heaven clothed with a cloud. And a rainbow was upon his head. And his face was as it were the sun. And his feet as pillars of fire. Now remember, John said, I saw. God's prophet seen things today too. Many things. But this prophet, John, said, I saw a mighty angel. And he had in his hand a little book open. The prophet today saw a sword in his hand come down. And it was the king's sword, which represented the word. Brother Steve, I can't believe these things because I don't know these things. That's why I'm telling you. You need to read and study. Maybe some of you adults do too. Is there more things, other things more important to you than to understand these things? That it remains just something, well, somebody told me that's what it was. It's got to be more than just somebody told you. It's got to be more than just Brother Steve up here telling you. No, we ain't got time for this. We'll wait till we come to church and let the preacher tell me. I'm going to tell you, there's not enough services to tell you everything. No. And he had in his hand a little book open, and he set his right foot upon the sea and his left foot on the earth. And cried with a loud voice, as when a lion roareth. When he had cried, seven thunders uttered their voices. And when the seven thunders had uttered their voices, I was about to write. And I heard a voice from heaven saying unto me, seal up those things which the seven thunders uttered, and write them not. And the angel which I saw stand upon the sea and upon the earth lifted up his hand to heaven. And swear by him that liveth forever and ever, who created heaven and the things that therein are, and the earth and the things that therein are, and the sea and the things which are therein, that there should be time no longer. But in the days of the voice of the seventh angel, hallelujah, I know who that is. Glory to his name.
Amen.
When he shall begin to sound, the mystery of God should be finished. Oh, I feel chills going down through my body. Hallelujah. So glorious to know. So precious to know. As He hath declared to His servants, the prophets. Do you realize how blessed your eyes are to see? If you see that. If you haven't seen it, I trust by God's grace in the very near future you will. If He lets us live, if He should tarry, and if He should let you live, regardless how old you are, if He should let you live to hear and have it revealed to you. Maybe I could stop there. Because probably if I go into this, it's going to take me a while. Now let me read this one more scripture. Luke 17. Turn with me. Luke 17. 26:30, and I'll close. That way you can be meditating on these things. Amen. Luke 17, 26 verse. And as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be also in the days of the Son of Man. They did eat. They drank. They married wives. They were given in marriage until the day that Noah entered into the ark. And the flood came and destroyed them all. Likewise, also, as it was in the days of Lot, they did eat. They drank. They bought. They sowed. They planted. They built. But the same day that Lot went out of Sodom, it rained fire and brimstone from heaven and destroyed them all. Even thus shall it be in the day when the Son of Man is revealed. What? They'll be eating, drinking, building, marrying, having children, all kinds of. Guess what? There's coming a time too when it'll all be destroyed. Amen. And there'll be neither root nor branch. Amen. Of all of this wickedness and all that do wicked, there'll be nothing left. But oh, how blessed you are if you have eyes to see, ears to hear what the Spirit saith unto the church.
Amen.
Blessed. I count myself very, very blessed for God has given me.
Amen.
I cannot repay what He's done for me. So, Brother Steve, you can repay by giving Him your life. For some reason, I still don't seem that's enough. Because you know why? I can't even give Him my life without Him helping me. So there's still nothing I can do. I live, but yet it's not I. It is Christ that liveth in me. So still, have I paid back anything? Not really. Lord, help me somehow.
Amen.
Help me be true and faithful, Lord. But again, I know I can't even do that without You. Talk about grace. No wonder He said, by grace you are saved, not of works. If by works you'd be able to save yourself, you'd have room to boast. But I'm going to tell you what, there ain't a one of us in here can boast.
Amen.
there ain't none of us anything without Jesus Christ. Amen. Remember that, young people. And one day when Brother Steve's gone, you remember these things. And these recordings, keep it. If the Lord should tarry, then your children, give it to them to listen to when I'm finished. Have them listen to it. To stir their pure minds by the way of remembrance, what God's prophet already said.
Amen.
That the Holy Ghost will put it in order for us and we'll understand. Amen. Let's all stand. Heavenly Father, we are so appreciative in our hearts to have what we have today. Lord, the days are being numbered when the bride will be called home and we'll hear those words around that great supper table. Cry no more, no more. It's finished. It's all done. No wonder, Lord, even as Jeremiah, what he had. He was called a weeping prophet. But, oh God, look what we've gotten this day. Our hearts should come under such a submission to you. And reality, Lord, that this message is real.
Amen.
The time we live in is real. It has to be fulfilled. Somebody's going to fulfill it.
Amen.
Somebody's going to have eyes to see. They're going to know it's real. God help us now. I can't do nothing. I'm just a man. But I talk to the one that can do anything. That can move mountains. Open up the sea, can create all things. You're so glorious, Lord. You're so wonderful. Lord, help us now. Lead us and guide us by the Holy Spirit. May you somehow, Lord, place these words in our hearts and in these young people's hearts. Lord, they're dear to me. Love them with all my heart. Knowing one day, Lord, if not now, one day if you should tarry, they'll be used to glorify you. May they be prepared to do so, Lord. We appreciate you. Just have thine own way now in our lives. In your glorious name we ask. Our Lord Jesus Christ, we love you. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Surely the presence of the Lord is in this place. I can feel His mighty power and His grace.
bless you. You're dismissed. Amen.